Victoria Priester moved to Northeast Florida to go to college.
I moved up from Key West to St. Augustine in 2008 to start school at Flagler College. I feel like there are a lot of similarities between Key West and St. Augustine. It's very laid back and an easygoing town, so it was nice.
Victoria worked through school.
I worked for the school and I waited tables and worked other retail jobs. In all my spare time, I was definitely trying to work and make money and save and pay for school.
She graduated with a degree in political science and moved to Washington with a job, planning to start her career there.
I moved up there to do a fellowship at the Library of Congress, which I was aware was temporary, but I had hoped to move into more permanent work while I was there. The competition was super stiff, which I expected, and it just wasn't available. So I moved back to St. Augustine. That was tough as well, and so I just picked up odd jobs, whatever I could, nannying, bartending, waiting tables. Nothing felt right until I really got into wedding planning.
While in school, Victoria had seen an ad by a local wedding planner and called the woman to see if she could intern while she was still a student. She kept that experience in mind through her difficulties in finding a career.
I started interning for her while I was in school, and it wasn't until after I graduated that she brought me on to plan weddings with her. I am a planner by nature, and that comes easy. I just really enjoy learning people's stories, and I enjoy making their day come together easily. I help alleviate that stress and that tension that is sometimes associated with a wedding.
One of the things Victoria likes about it is that every wedding is different, partly because something always goes wrong.
Without fail, something maybe little teeny tiny, but it's bound to happen with that many components moving in one day. My job is just to smooth it over and make sure that no one ever notices.
Victoria Priester also was motivated to find something she loved doing by her mother, who died while Victoria was still in college.
I was close to my mother. She is a very strong woman, very, very independent. She was sick for a very long time, but what happened, I'm confident, was not the best thing, but the right thing. It makes you realize how short life is. It makes you realize how vital every moment is. So I was going to do whatever it took to get to where I needed to be happy.
Victoria has started her own wedding planning business.
It's been an amazing adventure. It's very intimidating starting a company.
And her occupation has made her just a little envious.
I see myself definitely with a family. When you plan weddings and you see so many happily ever after fairy tales, you can't help but want the same thing for yourself.
This is Closing the Loop for WJCT News. I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.